I know that there's lots of people out there and they will say things like, oh, we've got an amazing culture and what does that mean? But I think for us, we create a space where we work hard, but we also reap the benefits of that. And we do celebrate together and we want to acknowledge other people's achievements as a whole. And we want the agents to work together.
You're listening to Elevate, the official podcast of Elite Agent for real estate industry sales professionals, property managers and leaders. With thanks to our partner, Connect Now, Elevate brings you the best tools, thinking and strategies to elevate your results. For more information about how Connect Now can make moving easier for your clients, visit connectnow.com.au. And to get new episodes of Elevate directly to your inbox, sign up at eliteagent.com/subscribe.
Well, good morning. It's Steve Carroll here. I'm standing in for Samantha McLean, who is over in New Zealand at the moment. I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a second. And so it's my pleasure to be doing this podcast this morning. We've got a very, very special guest in Katie Cotton from Ray Wide, and I'll be introducing Katie in a second. But a few things about Katie. She has done the role of Chief Growth Officer at Ray Wide, so at Ray Wide head office in Brisbane. She now heads up growth and performance at Ray Wide in Ascot, which is one of the biggest Ray Wide offices across Australia. She's also the mum of three and has somehow managed to juggle being a mum of three with a full-time job. So welcome to the show, Katie Cotton.
Thank you, Steve Carroll. Pleasure to be here.
Now, I did mention that Sam is helping real estate agents in New Zealand at the moment navigate through all the opportunities that come with AI and new technology. And that's why you've got me today, Katie, and not Samantha. And that's a real nice segue into my first question, which is a bit of an icebreaker question. So let's just talk about ChatGPT. If I ask ChatGPT to tell me three interesting facts about Katie Cotton, what do you think I would get in as an answer?
Well, I think firstly, I've never asked ChatGPT what they would think of me. So this is going to be a little bit interesting. But, you know, I think it'd tell you that I've been in the real estate industry now for nearly a decade, which I suppose to some people may be considered a short time. But I think it's a great amount of time and I still love it just as much as I did to start with. You know, you mentioned I am a mum of three, but interestingly, I was a mum at 19. So, I mean, I'm still trying to hold on to the being in my latter 20s, but it doesn't make sense anymore when you have a 19-year-old. But that's been a journey in itself. What else would ChatGPT tell you? It would tell you that my love for the real estate industry is probably a real passion. It's something that I am a huge advocate for. I'm a huge advocate in schools. I'm a huge advocate outside of the industry because I'd want particularly females in real estate and men to be represented in the right way.
Excellent. And I'll tell you one thing ChatGPT might throw up, and that is you drop at least two of your children at the bus stop, literally round the corner from where I live. So, and that's a new move. I think you moved homes quite recently, Katie.
You're probably right. ChatGPT would probably tell you that I have made farm life my new life. I own a horse. I pick up a horse float next week, Steve. And I'm not sure I ever thought I'd see myself doing that, but it's been wonderful having 2.5 acres, having the space for the kids. The bus has been probably the most convenient part of my journey. But do you know what? I suppose we could all complain about the travel down Moggill Road, but it is what it is. And it takes me about 40 minutes to get to work. And I love it. I love it.
Yeah, excellent. So let's get right into it. And I want to start off with a topic that in some quarters is a little bit controversial, but when I was in the UK, I heard a phrase from a very senior business leader, Verona. Verona's the CEO of a big real estate group over in Great Britain. And she said to me, the problem with the industry in the UK, Steve, it's full of males that are pale and stale. And I've never heard that male, pale and stale before. Maybe I've just been living under a rock. But let's be honest with you. There's a lot of great people working extremely hard to change this, and we're definitely going in the right direction. But the real estate industry in Australia is still very male-dominated. And you're a great example of a female that has carved out a really great career. But my guess is it wasn't all plain sailing.
No, not at all. And, you know, I certainly don't come from that mantra of being pro-female, anti-male. I think that's not where we're at in this world. And I've worked inside and outside of real estate where my roles have been very highly male dominant. And I think the thing is, Steve, I suppose you do often feel like you have to work that little bit harder. I don't think that we have the same issues that we used to. I think that we are starting to see a new generation of leadership come through the industry. And I actually don't believe that's a reflection of age. Like, I don't believe that that mantra is a reflection of age. I think it's a reflection of energy and how you see yourself in the industry. But there have been times where I suppose pay comes into it. You know, is that something that males earn more than females? But in Ray White specifically, and even in our office at Ascot, we have some of the most highest earning female real estate agents out there. So I think gone are the days where that's there, but the more you do, the more you'll get. So, you know, if you want to achieve something, then you have to go out there and get it.
Excellent. One of the things that my wife and I, we often drive past and see you just waving the kids goodbye as they get on that school bus. And my wife often comments and says, you know, Katie always looks so glamorous, but when she's at the bus stop, it's really clear that at that moment in time, she's a mum. And the only thing on your mind at that moment is making sure the kids get on the bus and they're feeling good about the day that is ahead of them. And then clearly you have the ability to switch into business mode, career mode. And having known you for 10, 15 years now, it's something that you do extremely well. Now, what advice would you give to young families who are trying to balance the whole work, family, life thing? Because you've done that very well. And also, Katie, one other thing to add on to before you answer the question. For many of those years, you were a single mom, I think I'm right in saying. So you've had a pretty tough one thrown at you, but you seem to handle it really well. What advice would you give?
Do you know what advice I would give? It's a long question. I think I'll probably break it down a little bit, but the best advice I can give someone is work hard. So many people come into me, Steve, in the industry and in our office, particularly trying to manage the mum life versus the working life. And there is absolutely no easy answer for me to give someone that would just make it all amazing. But you have to work hard. You have to be passionate. You know, I have to find the balance. I have to have that time to switch off at home. And I won't lie, you know, there have certainly been periods in my life where things like social media take over the time that you then spend with your kids. And I had to readjust at that time to go, I'm a mum. I need to spend time with the kids. Let's watch a movie. But, you know, maybe what people don't see is I still yell at kids. Like, you know, hopefully no one comes back at me with that. But, you know, we still have those moments. It's still chaotic. I'm up at 5 o'clock every morning, not because I'm regimented and going, I just need to do that to kickstart my day. I need to do that to be ready. You mentioned being a single mum. So, you know, I was a single mum to Molly for the first 5 years of her life. And then my current husband and myself got together and we had two other children. And Luke has always worked in the mines. So he has always been what we would call a fly in, fly out person. And his job takes all of his time. But for that time that he's away, it is me. So I think what I learned and what real estate taught me was really around routine. And that doesn't matter if you are administration, property management, a sales agent, a leadership role like myself, you, Samantha, you have to have a routine and you have to have some structure in your day, because without that, you're certainly not going to achieve what you need to or have that positive energy around what you do. Because, you know, I think sadly, when you try and balance mum life or dad life with work, it does become deflating when you feel like you haven't got time, when you feel like you're working all the time. So you have to find that balance. And I think the more routine you have, the more balance that you will get from that.
Yeah, interesting. And I can ask this question because I'm of the right age to get away with it without offending people. So I know for a fact that you're very curious about doing things differently. You're very intrigued around new technology. You're always challenging the status quo. But a lot of real estate leaders are very similar age to me. So they were born in the 1960s or the 1970s. And the one trait that we all have, Katie, if you were born in the 1960s, is we kind of like to keep hold of what we've always done, because what we've always done is just a comfortable place to be. Now, in your role, you obviously have to challenge the status quo and get people to think differently. How do you go around that? And what advice would you give to younger leaders who are trying to get older bosses like me to try things and do things a little bit differently?
A great question. You know, I think when I look at the leadership in Ray White-Ascot at the moment, which is Damon Warren and Alexander Sheen, who purchased this business about 2.5 years ago. And that was a real shift in that era in this business. But don't get me wrong, I think when you've worked in a business for such a long time, like you said, you do get used to what you do. What I learned very, very quickly, particularly in this role of coming back into a real estate business from a corporate role, and I often joke that I sat in my ivory tower in a corporate role for a little while, telling people what to do, and then coming back in and actually doing it was quite different, I suppose, to the way that we would just tell people. And it's all around building relationships, which I've done really well. Like, for those that know me, I started my career as a BDM. I started selling a product to real estate businesses, and it was all around relationships. So I think now when it comes to me talking to people in our team about maybe shifting to something new, it's around that relationship and how it's beneficial. If you were trying to talk to your leader around utilizing new technology or shifting your mindset away from what you're doing, it would have to be of value. And I think sometimes that's where the confusion comes in the industry. You know, is it a distraction or is it something that's going to help you? Like, if I was talking to the agents in our business around performance, the job is to list and sell. And whilst I agree that things like social media and letterbox dropping and bus stops are all important, but they're a piece of the puzzle. So whatever you do and whatever you shift towards needs to be of value to your individual business so that it allows you to be able to grow. So if you're trying to get a leader to shift their mindset around that, well, you'd need to get them to understand why. But that's a big thing for us. You talk about AI and Ray White have Nurture Cloud, which I am a huge advocate for. Not everybody was. There's still plenty of people out there that are not, Steve, but the majority are, because they saw why it was so beneficial for us to have the technology that we do.
Yeah, got it. And Katie, you know, obviously before Ray White, you were selling to real estate agents, yeah?
Well, I was Remax before that, Steve. I was the growth manager for Remax Australia before I joined Ray White Corporate.
That's right. But before Remax, you were actually selling to all offices, big, small and large. When you walked into an office, Katie, you would obviously in your mind think, this is an office that is really switched on, or this is an office that has got challenges. What are the telltale signs of offices when you walk in that you just know that they've got so much right with the culture? And what is it that they're actually doing?
I think whenever you walk into a business and you can see that a business is going well, like if you're going to have a meeting and you're going to invite someone in and the whole team is there, you know that the whole team are on that same journey. Like, I think that's a perfect kind of tell sign to see that they trust what's happening, or they trust that if they're going to bring in something, or I was going to go in and sell a product, that everybody was there because they were actually curious. You know, I think you've always spoken a lot around curiosity, and it's important, right? Like, you need to be curious about these things. So I think that's the biggest thing. Like, if the whole team is there and present, that's a massive advantage when you're walking in. But there were many times in my career that I used to walk in and the typical arms crossed and, you know, not interested and turning away. And I come from that space of studying social science when I was in uni, when I finished school, to go like, that's bad. Like, they're absolutely not interested in anything that I had to say. But I think people come around. You know, I think the other really big learning is that just because someone says no today doesn't mean that they mean no forever. It just means that it's not the right time today. And you know what I also learned, Steve, is that particularly when we have different leaders around, everybody accepts information a little bit differently. You might go in there and mention something today and it's a flat no, but then they've had some time to think about it. And then they can come back and go, oh, actually, that might be something that we can explore. I think that happens a lot in our business here. It happens a lot in corporate. It happened a lot in previous, you know, roles. That's just the way that humans are, right?
Absolutely. And just on that, if any of your girls decided to go into a career of real estate, what advice would you give them? What would you suggest they do in choosing a place to work at, choosing a leader? What wisdom would you share with them?
You know what? I think I hope that they do choose real estate. I think we're in a space where most people don't see real estate for their first choice career. It often becomes the second or the third. So I think my advice to people is, if it's, or even to my children, like if that's what you want to do, I support you. But I think what I tell every associate that joins our business also is that you have to work hard. Do I have a line, Steve? And I go, the first 12 to 18 months of your real estate career will be the worst, but then the remainder will be the best career that you've ever chosen. So I think the advice around that is, if you're going to choose it, then choose it, because you have to be all in real estate. You can't dip your toes in and then come back out. You need to commit. You need to find a brand, whatever that is, or an independent or a person, someone that you admire that's going to lead you in that space. And you need to stick with it, because it's an easy career to walk away from, because it comes with so many challenges.
Yeah. I want to just go back to the balance in family and career, because ever since I've known you, you give this image of being incredibly happy. You're always smiling. You always seem to be having a good day. But I guess you must be like all of us. You must have some shocking days that get you really down. What are the sort of things that upset you from a work perspective, or frustrate you from a work perspective? And how do you get your head around dealing with that, Katie?
Well, there's lots of things that make me cranky, Steve. But I think I'm a huge advocate for, like, I may have had a terrible morning, but you show up to work and you have a positive attitude, right? I truly believe that if everybody threw their problems in a pile, you would take your own back, right? Like, you're not going to take anyone else's problems, because they could be worse than yours, and you know how to manage your own. But I think respect is probably number one. You need to be respectful of other people, of leadership teams, of your clients. And if you're not, that probably does, it's a huge bugbear. And I think it comes from the communication relationship mindset that I've always had. Treat others how you'd like to be treated. It's a big one. And it probably does test me a little bit at times, but we have a hugely respectful team here at Ray White Ascot. I know that there's lots of people out there and they will say things like, oh, we've got an amazing culture, and what does that mean? But I think for us, we create a space where we work hard, but we also reap the benefits of that. And we do celebrate together, and we want to acknowledge other people's achievements as a whole. And we want the agents to work together. It takes a lot to get a business to that point, particularly in a marketplace that is so heavily competitive. So we often have times where the guys will be unhappy about something, even internally. You've got to manage it. That's probably the learning that I've had. And I try not to get cranky, like they would say in here a couple of times that I've yelled, but with reason. I communicate, always communicate, regardless of your role. And this comes down to being a mum. Like, I can't expect my kids to do what I want if I don't actually articulate that in a way. We're doing a lot of work at the moment, and we've got a lot of teams. And I think the struggles that come with growing teams or adding people to different roles inside of your business are going to be that not everybody understands what you're saying the same way that you do. And so we have to shift on that. But there's been bugbears over the time, Steve, in any role that I've been in. But I think how you manage that is respectfully, is have a conversation about that. We're all humans at the end of the day.
And just on the 10 years that you've had in real estate, Katie, you've obviously worked with and been mentored with some very inspiring people. Just want to talk about a couple of people that have had a big impact in your career today. And happy to take two. If you've got three, go for three.
Yeah.
But I don't want them all to be Ray White people, though. So
I won't have all Ray White people. Do you know what? Friendships, I think, have challenges too. But a huge I should even say, like, someone that I would look up to incredibly well in the real estate agent, in the real estate business would be Hayley Vandervent. You know, Hayley owns the largest RE/MAX business. I actually met Hayley when I was working for, like, working as a BDM. So we've known each other almost a decade now as well. I've always admired the culture that she has in her business. And I've always admired how she wants to treat people and how she wants to provide a service. I love that. I could only hope that we could get this business to that point as well, which, you know, we work in a wonderful business. Please don't take it that way. But she's always been very forward thinking. She's always wanted to kind of be in front and get on top of something before it's an issue. And I think she's created a wonderful business. It's a large business. It has huge amount of staff, and she manages that on a day-to-day basis, which is something to be admired.
Fantastic. So Hayley's one.
Hayley's one.
Have you got a second one?
I do. Do you know what? I've got to use someone for Ray White because it's important to me. You know, Ray White's been a huge, huge chunk of my career. But, you know, Dan White's an amazing man. And I suppose for most people day to day, they may not see too much of him, but from a corporate space, you do. He's a wonderful leader, you know, balancing a very, very large business and an incredibly humble man. You know, I love he'll ring the agents, he'll reach out, he'll respond. They're always trying. And Ray White ran in a way for a long, long time, and he had the role to take it to the next level. And I think that, again, is something to be admired because you look at every one of these businesses that we're in and we're all admiring to get it to the next part. And so if you can look at people like that that are doing these things, and it may not be the same for you because that's running a whole franchise group, but take on some of those things and I'm sure it would help you to get onto the right track.
Yeah, excellent. So a couple of final questions. Time flies, Katie. One is, what's your hopes and aspirations for the real estate industry to evolve to give females a great opportunity? And I know you've got a few views on this and really keen for you to share those, but what's your hopes and aspirations for an industry to make it just a brilliant, welcoming place for all people to carve out a career?
I worked really hard when I joined Ray White Ascot to start an office associate program. So to bring people in new so that we could grow them into being amazing sales associates or joining teams or being agents in their own right. And I make a conscious effort of always, you know, interviewing everybody, but I want a mix of male and females. You know, we have that here in the business. I think it's important. I think sometimes people can be disregarded if their personality is a little bit more quiet or so forth. So I think for me, it is all around trying to make sure that we have this fair and equitable workplace. But Steve, I think too, you have to be right for the role. So, you know, regardless of gender and women in real estate, you have to be that right person, but you've got to be given a go. And that's what I'm advocating for here is let's give people a go so that they have an opportunity to build a remarkable career and be incredibly successful, because you can be. You know, there's sometimes sales gets this bad rap, but it's the highest earning role you'll ever find, the highest. And your earning capacity is not capped in any way. So if you've got that energy, like I say to people all the time, I can teach you skill. I can't teach you energy. But if you've got the energy, we can absolutely teach you the skill.
Yeah, good answer. And the last two off the bat, Katie, one is 10 years from now, when the Olympics are upon us in Brisbane or about to come to Queensland, what do you think real estate will look like?
Busy. You know, I think that there's certainly already been plenty of predictions around what that's going to look like for the growth of Brisbane and other areas as well. But I think we're going to be busy. I think we're busy now. I think, but we are in such a wonderful marketplace. Like, it's going to continue being that way for the next 10, 15, 20 years, as long as we can see. But I think we're going to see a lot of growth. We're going to see more new builds. You know, do you know what we see at the moment, Steve, is a lot of post-war properties being knocked down and rebuilt. We're having this new generation of people coming through. So we're starting to see some of these older looking markets being new and fresh and revived with beautiful homes. Like, I think that's just the way that we're going. I think Brisbane has got a huge potential. We are in a very lucky market in Ascot. one of the most affluent markets that you will find, and certainly one that's going to be home to so much around the Olympics. So we're excited. I wish I had a crystal ball to tell me what it would exactly be like. Wouldn't that be nice? But, you know, we do keep up to date. Like, we're lucky enough at Ray White to have an economist, Nerida Connersby, to feed us some information. So we're excited. As a business, we're excited. I think as a Brisbane resident, we're excited to see what's going to come of this. But I think it's going to be busy.
Yeah, no, good stuff. And my final question, if you didn't have enough on your plate with bringing three children up, having a full-time job, you did actually cycle across Thailand with me about 3 or 4 years ago.
I did.
And I just want to go back to day two where you actually had a little bit of a tumble on your bike and you picked yourself up. What did you learn about yourself going through that 5 days of cycling for a children's charity in a hot, steamy foreign country?
It was day one, Steve. Day one, leg two, we were about 23 kilometers into a 535 kilometer bike ride, and I fell off and I chipped a bone in my elbow and I ruptured a fluid sac in my leg. And I remember you stopping and you came over and you said, "I've been waiting all these years to hug you, Katie Cotton." And I burst into tears, but I think the adrenaline got the better of me. And I knew that I had spent so long fundraising. I think I had fundraised about $12,000 on my own for Hands Across the Water. And I was incredibly proud about that. And so I think the pride got the better of me. And I went, I need to get up and do this. And they offered for me to get into the van. And I was like, but people will think I can't do this. And I can do it. And that's why I'm here. And I've got three kids at home and I've left my job for a week to do this. Like, I have to finish. I learned a lot about resilience. I learned a lot around getting back up again. And I learned a lot around sometimes we can feel flat and we can feel defeated, but you have to get back up. Like, tomorrow's a new day. That was probably a huge learning for me, particularly, you know, in my roles, in these leadership roles, there are things that you don't always love and decisions that you don't always agree with. And they can deflate you to a point that you go, what am I doing? But that was a huge learning in my career that went, you got to just get back up. And something that I would want to pass on to my children, certainly, like, don't give up at the first challenge, because there's going to be plenty more. And certainly to, you know, agents or sales associate or staff in the business, I could do the same, where not everything's going to make us happy in terms of decisions, but let's keep going and see what we can achieve. But that was hard. That was hard. You said to me when I got back, would I do it again? And I was like, I would never do that again. But I was so proud and everybody was so proud of achieving something. I remember falling off. I did some training with Joel Davis. And I used to drive to his place from Ipswich when I was still living in Ipswich. I used to drive from Ipswich to Windsor and I would meet Joel and then we would go for a ride. And I remember I fell off there and I was trying to learn how to use cleats, which I am terrible at, do not recommend. And I fell off in front of Kerrod Walters and he kind of just walked over to me and he was like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "I'm okay, but I'm so embarrassed." But, you know, I love those moments. I think they make you stronger. They've made me stronger as a female leader, as a mum, because I could have just given up. I could have just gotten the car and gone, do you know what? I'm not going to keep going. But I did. And I think at the end of the day, you need to be proud of what you achieve.
Fantastic. Katie, been a great pleasure speaking to you today. Thank you very much for sharing your wisdom. I'm sure there'll be lots of young real estate professionals taking a lot from what you've talked about in the last 30 minutes. So thank you. And I look forward to seeing you around the traps.
Thanks so much, Steve.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Elevate Podcast with thanks to Connect Now. To stay in touch with all things Elite Agent, sign up for our daily newsletter, The Brief, at eliteagent.com/subscribe.